none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves to have a meal with his boys. Here now he shows up by the sea. And Peter, since being homebound by choice, is getting antsy. So he says to his compatriots, "I'm going fishing." "Okay, Pete, let's do it." And what happens? Just like the first time they met Jesus, when he first called them while they were fishing, they caught nothing. Now it's daybreak. A little dark still outside, so they don't at first recognize Jesus when he said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" Well, first off, if it was me, I might be saying, "Huh, who are you calling children? I'm a grown man." But no, they answer him aright. "Nope, we aren't having any luck." Kind of wondering at this point. They're going to be realizing that it's the same way Jesus came to them at first. The same Jesus fashion, because he replicates the whole event, just like that first calling. "Cast the net on the other side, the right side, and you will find some." Just some, Jesus? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But dear children of God, this is how Jesus does things. He doesn't change it up. He loves to reciprocate and recapture the moments. And still today, that is his M.O., to recreate the moment. And every moment with Jesus is a precious one. So why do something totally different? He gives us the best memories and then longs to repeat them again and again and again in the same kind of way. This is your life as a child of God, in sync with the Master who calls you child. And why Jesus even calls us children is because he accounts to us the right to be called children of God, the Heavenly Father, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit at places like this with just some water, right? It's a blessing. It's a blessing from Jesus. So last week, Jesus gives us the peace. This week, he lets you know who we are, children of God. So the disciples do cast their net on the other side. And here's the thing about the net. The net represents everything you were trying to do, and it didn't work out the way you planned. A net is an instrument for catching, but what it catches is what God creates. He had told them he would make them fishers of men. Therefore, when they cast it where he told them, they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. You see, Jesus was being modest when he said, "You will catch just some." But here he is reminding them of their call. They had a good 3-year ministry together. They left everything to follow him. Okay, but now what? You ever ask that? Now that Jesus died and rose again, but now what are we supposed to do? The disciples figure that they have to return to what they know how to do best, their first vocation of fishing. But to them, and likewise to us, Jesus has to remind you constantly of the precious things we also forget. And so his body, the church, does just that. Keeps following Jesus, does the same things over and over again in order to remember the good, right, and salutary things of the Lord. John, the writer of this gospel text, talks in the third person now. He didn't write, "I, John, then told Peter it is the Lord." No, he refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Not that Jesus loved them unequally. John just has a great capacity for ready comprehension. And the Lord loves it when you comprehend him aright. But then lively Peter, the one who loves to get in the water, jumps in and swims ashore, 100-yard dash in the water. Jesus, once again, hungry after defeating sin, death, and the power of the devil, which is his Christus Victor title, already has a charcoal fire going to grill some fish. So stop right there, because Jesus doesn't do things at random. Why the charcoal fire? Because it was at a charcoal fire during Jesus' arrest that Peter denied him 3 times. And so just after breakfast, Jesus will have a conversation of redemption and absolution over Peter. He will ask Peter 3 times if he loves him, giving Peter a chance to say yes 3 times instead of no. Children, too, when being trained and reared, get chances to reverse their wrong actions. Are you sorry? Yes. Are you really and truly sorry? Yes, I am. Are you sure? I promise I am. Okay, then, follow me. Now, the cool part of this text that I like is the part where they bring the fish to Jesus, and John writes this exact number of the fish that they caught, 153 of them. That number is kind of an odd number. It's so specified and exact. You can't make this stuff up. But do you really think that they just sat there taking one by one out of the net and counted it while Jesus remained hungry and waiting? Or do you think Jesus just said, no need to count, boys? There's 153 of them in total. Trust me. Let's have breakfast now. And so now none of them dared ask, who are you, to Jesus? They knew who it was, the Lord of the fish and the land and the sea and all that is in them. The children know who it is. So it is fitting in form and fashion that the children here today, who have confirmed their baptism and their faith, know too who Jesus truly is. For 2 years, they have been gaining a capacity to recognize whose name they were baptized into, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grappling to haul in the net of the will of the Father, the work of the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the chief holy doctrines of the one holy Christian and apostolic faith. So they dare not ask now who Jesus is. They comprehend the means of grace here given in this place, the place where they were second birth in the mother church. And when you can comprehend the means of grace, then you are ready for the breaking of the bread. Jesus takes bread and gives it to them, and so too with the fish. Now, he doesn't give us fish this morning, for we are his fish, but he distributes his very own body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, just like the children here today confessed about. On the shore, 3 times now, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. 3 times, and it just so happens to be the 3rd Sunday in Easter on the church calendar. On Easter 3, then, hear how the forgiveness of sins is an exonerating catch that just makes you want to jump up in the ocean and take a swim. Free, free at last. Here I come, Jesus. We will all leave the boat for a moment here, the nave to the sanctuary, in order to consume the forgiveness of sins. When the words given for you, shed for you, are announced so that you can say amen, that is, I believe this is so. It is the Lord. And we will sing during the sacrament of the altar. We will sing a question. What is this bread? And we will answer melodically, Christ's body risen from the dead. This bread we break, this life we take, was crushed to pay for our release. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is peace. Taste and see, the Lord is king. The Lord is free. The Lord is real. The Lord is good. So too, the confirmands are ready to taste and see. Yes, for a number of years, you have been going up to the rail with your family only not to receive the sacrament. And like the disciples, you may think that's a lot of catching nothing. But I assure you, it was in love that the church, by the stead of Jesus, first put you on the right side of the boat so that then you can receive an abundance. We likewise, church, are to put out our nets on the right side, that we may haul in heapful blessings from Christ, which he alone counts as our blessings. We simply come to Jesus and eat with him. We bring what we catch in our daily lives, and then Jesus turns it into a holy meal. That is the practice and the teaching of the church. That is what being catechized in the one true faith is all about. And Jesus evermore longs for this, because he doesn't just reveal himself a mere three times to us. He reveals himself weekly, every Lord's divine and holy day on the Sabbath for you for as long as you live. Weeping may tarry for the night, but we are at a point of catching nothing when we weep. But know this, joy does come with the morning. Just like today, it is morning, so it is a time for joy. Jesus has forgiven your sins, and the children know who it is. We will all confess in one accord that it is the Lord. Three times, I believe, I believe, I believe in the creed. That's joy. Joy in the faith. Joy in confirming our faith. Joy that we are not far from land, our heavenly homeland where Christ resides. For there we will tarry with Jesus day and night. Oh, no, there will not be night, because the sun will never go down, and you will never dare ask or want to even know why or who it is, for the children will see the Lord and know who it is. See him, no matter how many yards are left in this journey, church. His means of grace is sufficient. Sufficient that our glory may sing his praise and not be silent. O Lord God, we will give thanks to you forever. In the psalmody, we spoke responsively that we are not to be silent. When we rejoice in the day that the Lord has made, we rejoice also in the coming of age for our youth. We rejoice when in all our hands and on our lips is Jesus. So let us go together and with Jesus make a catch of the day. For Jesus is standing on the shore, and the children know who it is. In the name of Jesus. Amen.